I hear Rio Mesa.
Hello, WAVA.
You guys sounded like...
Yeah.
You guys are wild.
No, I want to tell you something. You're wild, man. Yeah, what can we do for you, baby?
Hey, my name's Dano, and I was...
Dano?
Hey, are you on Hawaii 5-0?
Not yet, but I'm willing to go there. Hey, I was wondering if that award was at Clio.
The award was the Clio? Oh, no, we got some kind of award for... within our company. I mean, it doesn't mean hooey.
Yeah, we think it's probably the head honcho of the company that just checks off who he wants to win.
You know, obviously, if we were really that important to our company, we would have been invited out to Palm Springs along with everybody else for all of these meetings.
Yeah, meetings. Why vacationing?
What'd you say, sir?
Why give the working guys a vacation, right?
Yeah, here. You know, the guys that are in the trenches, the guys that are down there getting up at 4 a.m. every day, that are sitting here doing the work.
The guys that are making the big decisions like call the fire department when the radio station is on fire, you know? Think it's easy to make those decisions in the middle of the night?
Don? Hi, I'm Carl. The building's on fire.
Oh, call the fire department, Carl.
Good idea.
That's why I'm the acting general manager, I guess. Hello, Wava, good morning.
Good morning.
Incidentally, my string of power runs out tomorrow when Big Al returns.
Oh, man, and we'll have the turning over of the crown.
Yeah. Yeah, good morning.
Hi. My name is Tara.
Uh-huh.
And I work with a group of nurses in Arlington. And
Nurse Ratchet?
Big nurses with clubs.
Large Marge.
Y'all just be quiet. Listen.
Can you speak up just a little bit?
She wants us to be quiet so we can listen to her.
Okay. We want to start the fan club for both of you. Because we just think you're really adorable. We have pictures hanging of you on our lockers.
Do you really? Nude photos? From that layout we did in Playgirl?
But you know what? None of us can figure which is which. Which is the guy with the beard? Which is the guy without the beard?
Mike has the beard.
Hi.
Hi. Well, Mike has the beard. Isn't that funny? We all took dibs on it and swore it must have been the other guy. Donnie.
No, Donnie's clean shaven.
If you want to put a little caption under our pictures, you can put under mine, my name is Mike, I like walks on the beach, and beer.
And you own a trailer. I mean a bus.
And I own a bus.
You own a bus. Thank you, my dear.
Bye.
Bye.
A bunch of nurse ratchets sitting there worshiping us.
Raiding the medicine cabinet. Hello, WAVA, good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
First of all, Mike, congratulations on the acquisition of your bus.
God bless you, sir. It's a happy day for me.
And we're all pretty excited for Mike. We're all very proud.
I am psyched. It's a good day today.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the Jim Elliot rap?
The Jim Elliot. Well, you know, Jim is not as timely as he used to be. He doesn't work here anymore. And frankly, we don't know about his disgusting personal hygiene anymore.
Yeah, we're not with him every day, so we can't see if he's picking through the garbage for a slice of pizza.
Okay. Just checking, guys.
I did promise him we wouldn't talk about that anymore, though.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, won't be the first promise I've broken in my life, though.
Well, you can get away with it because I said it.
Hello, WAVA. Good morning. Johnny? Hi, it's John Hinckley's AccuWeather from the St. E. Weather Center. John says, boy, oh boy, wear those high pants today like David Haynes does. Scattered showers, thunderstorms. Remember that when a kid in school would have pants that were hiked up? You go, wait, you're waiting for a flood?
Double knits, that polyester fabric, too.
Speaking of school, you know, the Wonder Years, okay?
I didn't watch it last night.
You know what it was about last night?
What was it?
About Vietnam. Now, when you were, how old is the kid on that show?
The kid is supposed to be roughly our age.
30?
I think he's supposed to
be 30 years old.
No, he's supposed to have been a kid when we were kids.
Okay, but what I mean is how old is he's like a midget. How old is he on the show? He's supposed to be like 12, something like that?
Yeah, 10, I would 12? Say 12, 12, 13.
When you were 12 or 13 years old, were you protesting the Vietnam War? And they had all these kids sitting around going, you know, it's a war and we don't even know why we're fighting it.
No, I don't remember that. I was thinking about baseball and kids stuff like that.
I was thinking about girls.
I was very unaffected by it, really, when I was a kid.
That was the whole point. That's what I thought it was kind of hokey last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've never been a fan of the Wonder Years.
You don't like that show. You don't even like cute little Winnie? You don't like little Winnie?
Nah.
The cute little girl that's on that
little
show?
Little girlfriend? No.
Winnie? You don't like the dad?
I
bet there's one character you like on The Wonder Years.
The brother. I like the brother.
The older brother.
I like the older brother.
The older brother. I knew you'd like him.
You're right. He's like the only saving grace for me on that show. I could do without the narration.
Yeah. And boy, oh boy, was Dad mad. Well, you know, if you can do without the narration on The Wonder Years, you basically have just blown the whole show out of the water because that's the basis for the whole program.
Well, last night, I just thought it was just a touch unbelievable that they were all sitting around talking about protesting the war.
No, I think Roseanne definitely a far better show than The Wonder Years. Really. I mean,
way to go. Out on a limb there.
Well, I do. I mean, I used to say the opposite. I used to, but I've seen enough Roseanne's now where I really Love that show.
You can never see enough Roseanne Barr.
She is hot.
There's enough of her to go around. Are you kidding me?
It was a repeat last night when they were all in the bar together, you know, but, she looks so nice.
She's hot. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm just calling. I want to know if you want to get some tickets out to the Cap Center to Spirit of America.
Spirit of America, what is that?
It's a reenactment of the Army from the Civil War on to the present.
What do you mean, a bunch of guys in Union and Confederate outfits marching around with muskets?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Boy, that sounds exciting. Can I have about 10 tickets? I'll bring all my friends, okay?
Hey, sure.
Okay, thanks, my friend.
What date?
What day? Hey, how about Saturday? Saturday night?
Oh, yeah. Is it going to be going on Saturday night?
It's going to be going on from the 14th to the 18th.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, give me Saturday night tickets then. 10 tickets for Saturday night, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
All I
got
to do now is find 9 friends. Hello, WAVA. I don't have any friends. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Good morning.
Oh, great. Hey, first, I think I wanted to pay homage to the Baked Bean King, but I was going to remind you that that little trip to Palm Springs, that little brass throwaway plaque, your reward, congratulations, that's much more meaningful than a stupid trip to Palm Springs.
Well, yeah, but we would have much rather had this stupid little trip for 5 days, incidentally, and 4 nights to Palm Springs.
Yeah, you can melt down that trophy and make it into jewelry.
I mean, all I'm hearing about out there is how they're out at the pool every day and how they're renting convertibles at night and renting limousines. And like, are you guys going to any meetings or anything? Oh, hell no. Hell no, I gotta go. We got a lunch. Bye-bye. See you later. Incidentally, you guys won an award. Okay, keep the station on the air. Bye-bye. Hey, guys, station's on fire. Hey, that's okay. Al's not feeling well. God. He's going to get it tomorrow when he gets back.
Oh, yeah.
What can we do for you, my friend?
Hey, we got a little 17-month-old girl. She loves your baked beans. Keep on making them. Every time we have dinner, she keeps picking them off her plate, eating those things. That's her favorite food.
Yeah, all through the month of June, of course, it is Baked Beans Month, and, I am king of baked beans, and I'm happy about that.
And you've got your bus. My God. Last call, WAVA. Life's going your way. Hello?
Good morning, you busy guys. How you doing?
Fine, my friend.
Don, you said you went to a drive-in the other night. You didn't say exactly where it was at. You said it was outside of West Baltimore.
It was on Route 40.
And you don't remember the name of it?
It was West something. West Lake.
Westview.
Westview, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, we all listened to the radio station down here, and you mentioned a small town yesterday, Sykesville.
Sykesville, Maryland, yes, sir.
Right. That's a real nice place to go. Have you ever been out there?
Nope, sure haven't.
Thinking about buying a summer home out there, too?
Oh, yeah, sure. That would make my summer home in Manassas,
right.
Frederick, and Bowie. Why not? I'll get one in Sykesville, too.
It's right outside. It's right next to, it's about 25 minutes from Frederick.
Where are you going this weekend, honey? I'm going to the cottage in Sykesville.
The log cabin in Manassas. Thank you for listening, my friend.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Or any way you can get it, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey!
It's 7:02 at WAVA. Couple of brief spots. We're going to come back, and something we get asked about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember a guy, it was 2 years ago this week that we broadcast from London for the Prince's Trust concert.
That long ago, huh?
Do you remember the guy we took out there with us, the hiccup champion?
Oh, Charlie Osborne.
Charlie Osborne?
Oh, yeah.
Now, we have not called Charlie because, to tell you the truth, we weren't sure if Charlie had passed away or not.
Charlie's up there in years. We gave him the trip of his life.
Well, Frank called yesterday, and Charlie lives.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie is still hiccuping.
Oh, yeah!
And Charlie wants to go on another trip with us.
Oh, yes, I
so
love it.
Charlie Osborne fans, we'll call him in just a moment on WAVA. Charlie eats his food from a blender time, and he does. Do you remember that?
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
I love that guy. We'll call him in a minute. It's 7:03.
I'm ready to play.
Rainy day.
Today.
Well, hi, Mo.
It will be so fun.
How hum.
You see Mike's new bus out there?
Maurice.
Oh,
happy
too much. You think it's tacky, don't you, Maurice?
Just a wee bit.
You're next.
Good morning, Maurice.
Well, happy hump day, Davy Roo. And how's about those Detroit Pistons? The Detroit Pistons, the big bad men from Detroit, sunk the L.A. Lakers in the opening game of the NBA Finals Series. 109-97 the final.
Yeah.
They took a 1-0 lead in that best of seven contest. I'm sorry, Donald. I know you're a Lakers fan.
Well, Byron Scott wasn't playing, and the referees were, if I can be honest with you, the referees were paid off by Detroit last night.
Kareem and company will be back. You mark my words. Game 2 is set for Thursday night in Detroit at 9 p.m. In other sports news, well, It's over. The streak that was so much fun for the Baltimore Orioles is history because last night they were beaten by the New York Yankees 4-0. Yes, last night the streak ends at 8. But fear not, they'll win some more. And finally, horsey fans, it's the third leg of the Triple Crown. This Saturday, it's the Belmont Stakes. Post time 5:40 for you Mr. Ed fans. That's it on Sports Ladies. And you will shine in an all-linen pantsuit in a variety of pastel colors. But watch the wrinkles. Their heads will be spinning when you're wearing linen. Dave!
Free money birthday contest coming right up.
Oh, goody gumdrops!
Maurice, you wear your raincoat this morning?
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't. You want to see?
No, I don't. Hey, Dave, before you do the weather, we have a second here, and David Haynes mentioned to me a moment ago, Maurice, that when he met Governor Schaefer yesterday,
yes,
apparently David Haynes has come up with his very own top 10 list, and we've got about a minute to spare here before the free money birthday contest.
Oh, that's scary. That is scary.
No better time to highlight Mr. David Haynes. Dave, these are your top 10
things I told Maryland Governor Schaefer at the State House in Annapolis yesterday.
All right.
This is going to be scary.
Number 10, I suggested he, the Gov, have the state build a new expressway between Mike O'Mara's new bus home in Annapolis and Don Geronimo's castle in Gaithersburg so the antisocial Mike O'Mara and the very sociable Don Geronimo can socialize at each other's homes more often.
Number 9,
I suggested Governor Schaefer run for governor of Virginia so he could get more state money spent on road construction in northern Virginia the way his state now spends state money on new roads in suburban Maryland.
You should write for Letterman. Number 8,
I suggested his running mate for Lieutenant Governor of Virginia B, Virginia Baker.
Number 7,
I suggested he declare a new state holiday in Maryland, a new state holiday called Don and Mike Day.
Yeah.
When government workers would get another day off, all state offices, courts would be closed, kids wouldn't have school, and any HOV restrictions would be lifted on Don and Mike Day.
Yeah.
Number 6, we're not even halfway through.
I suggested he issue an emergency order ordering the first place Orioles move out of Baltimore to Washington, D.C., and that he have the birds make the move in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Number 5,
I suggested he have the state of Maryland annex most of the city of Washington, D.C., so that not as many people would have to live under Mayor Barry's rule.
Number 4,
I suggested he have the Maryland State Police give Don Geronimo a special police escort down I-270 Monday through Friday mornings with red lights flashing and sirens wailing so Geronimo wouldn't have to worry about slow drivers in the fast lane, especially in the rain.
Super!
Number 3,
I suggested he have state police turn off their radar guns along Highway 50 between Annapolis and Washington for 1 hour from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. so Mike O'Mara could shave a few minutes off his long 1 hour commute to work.
Number 2,
I suggested he have a state allow a new bar to be built right next door to the lot where Mike O'Mara's new bus home is parked and allow a special happy hour from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
And the number 1 thing you told Governor Schaefer,
I suggested Maryland Governor Schaefer switch political parties since he sounds more like a Republican than a Democrat.
Hey, you know, all right. I thought that was really going to bite it.
That was very good, David.
A round of applause for David Haynes.
And we're going to have David in on the meetings now on the show and get his input, I think.
Hear, hear.
Very nice, Dave.
Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Talk about that rain on I-270. Scattered showers and T-storms today and tonight. Today's high 75, tonight's low 65, and tomorrow going to be partly sunny, high 81. Raining around much of the Washington area this morning. Winds out of the northeast at 14. Temperatures, Delta 62. BWI 64. At the White House, 65. 65!
Fun-loving degrees!
Shecky Haynes. Never knew you had it in you, David.
At 7:21, I'm David Haynes. News, update, and comment. Brought to you by the Cosmetic Center on W.
You have the ability to talk about affairs of the heart without using graphic sexual terminology.
AVA!
Ladies and gentlemen. WAVA free money birthday contest is on the air. Listen carefully.
Yeah, all right, my friends, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Oh, it's goosebumps time. You have the Frank medically sealed envelope in your hot hands.
Saliva of Frank as pure as the driven snow.
I want the envelope.
All right, I don't know what you do with those envelopes, but enjoy smelling it.
Oh, I love it.
Here we go, folks. For $500 in instant cash, Diana clearing the lines right now to give everybody an equal chance to win. And the winning birthday this time is March 17th.
March 17th.
Hey, baby, if that's your birthday, listen, doll, call right now. Area code 202.
Hey, that's Patrick's Day.
202-432-9282. First call with a birthday, March 17th. $500 and me as an acting general manager.
Yes.
Let's get somebody over the age of 12 this morning, huh?
Hear, hear, Donald.
Paula Abdul Jabbar at 26 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's give away some money.
The Waiva, Waiva free money birthday contest.
Are we going to have any kind of an age requirement here, being this my last day as acting general manager?
I have been praying for at least an 18-year-old, Don.
Okay, you got to be at least 18 to win this time. I've just changed the rules, but I can do that because I'm still acting general manager.
Until tomorrow, you are general manager.
And you are king of baked beans.
Yes, I am. Thank you for mentioning it.
Hello, Waiva. Good morning.
This is Justin. My birthday's March 17th.
Oh. Now we come out. This is one of those classic no-win situations.
Right. Justin, where are you calling from?
Hold on. Really?
Dustin?
Calling from Bowie, Maryland.
From Bowie, Maryland. What do you do for a living, Dustin?
What do you do for a living, Dustin?
Dustin, what do you do for a living?
I just go to school.
Dustin?
Yeah.
When's your birthday, Dustin?
March 17th.
Would you please repeat that, Dustin?
Hold on.
Say it again, Dustin.
I go to school.
Hey, why don't you tell your mom to put a sock in it?
Okay.
Tell her that right now. Tell mom put a sock in it.
Okay. Sock in it, Mom.
Put a sock in it,
Mom. Okay, I said that.
Dustin, when is your birthday?
March 17th.
How old are you, Dustin?
Eight.
8 years old. 8 years old. I can't do it. Dustin, you won $500 in cash. So Dustin?
What?
He's having that kid reaction. You know, when you turn around and you just go,
All right, Dustin, congratulations. Thanks for listening to WAVA. Make sure you tell all of your 8-year-old friends to listen too, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Dustin, and again, your birthday is?
March 17th.
Way to go. Good job, Dustin.
What are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to give some to my brother and sister and keep the rest.
And keep the rest. What are you going to buy for yourself, Dustin?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for listening to WAVA, Dustin.
Okay.
Okay, my friend. I bet you're the richest 8-year-old in your school today, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the parade of pre-middle school winners continues. We need a call for Jeopardy right now. Please, somebody old enough to drive. 432. Wave up.
We work our bodies.
Marks at 7:32 with a wave of morning zoo.
And I'm waiting for Mike to put his headphones on. Good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic. And
we are sick about it
here at WAVA,
your station. With the most 8-year-old winners.
Yes, the parade of pre-middle school winners continues at WAVA.
Say, if you're not old enough to go to the bathroom by yourself, you can win big money on WAVA.
Is your idea of fun sitting around and watching cartoons every Saturday morning?
Hey, do you like the Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Now, what is the name of that show he likes?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
If you like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you'll love the Don and Mike Show.
More 8-year-old winners than any other radio station.
And damn proud of it, too. You turn that echo off now, please.
All right.
7:33 at WAVA. Sandy has your next chance to win $500 in the free money birthday contest when all the kids should be in school today between noon and 1 on WAVA. Jeopardy is coming right up, and also another tour of your bus. Mike's motorhome, Mike's bus is here.
No 8-year-olds allowed on my bus today. I'm gonna wait till maybe next week before I give the kids in the neighborhood, in the rest of the park, a tour of my bus.
All the neighborhood kids here, the kids in the neighborhood at WAVA?
Not many neighborhood kids in the park where I'm going to keep the bus, though. Mostly senior citizens.
Well, good. I mean, they won't be getting it dirty and smudging it up and everything.
It's nice and quiet.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to say,
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Frida.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
That's sweet. Thank you.
Happy birthday. You're now 4 years older than me.
No.
That's my favorite time of the year, the space in between our birthdays.
It doesn't work that way. I'm always the same amount of time.
You are 34. I am 30.
I'm 3 and
no, you're 34.
You're older than you.
You are 34 and I am 30. You are 4 years older than me.
No, it doesn't work like that.
And that thought kind of turns me on to be with an older woman. You know how I feel about older gals. If only you could be a little more like Kathleen Sullivan and not dye your hair, between us would be perfect.
No, if I didn't dye my hair, I'd look like Bea Arthur or something.
You know, this is going to be real significant when you're 36 and she hits the big 4-0.
Oh, I know. Just wait till I'm 56 and she's 60. Just wait. Well, no, I won't make it to 56. I'm gonna make it to about 35 myself before I drop. All right, honey. Well, listen, happy birthday.
Well, thanks. That was really nice of you to call me with those thoughts on my birthday.
And that big celebration, I guess, will be tonight.
Yeah, finally. Go to just a restaurant that's right around the corner that I asked you to go to weekly, and that it takes a birthday or something like that.
It's the hottest place. It's this place in Olney, the Olney Ale House. Mm-hmm. And Frida likes to eat there. She's eaten there with her family a lot. You go in there, and it's hot. I mean, yeah. I sweat a lot anyway.
Well, it's nasty weather to do that.
They're open in the wintertime, and they have heat.
Yeah, well, in the wintertime, it's too hot, though, too. In the wintertime, they have the heat turned up too much, and in the summertime, they don't have air conditioning.
You're full baloney.
Well, anyway, we're going there. We're going there today. We're going there because that's where Frida wants to go for her birthday.
Frida, I just wanted you to know that I am sending a gift home with Don for you on your birthday.
Oh, my God.
This is the month of June.
Can you hear this, honey? See if you can guess what it is.
What? Money?
No.
Oh, guess again.
Jelly beans?
Close. Think of what the month of June means.
Pearls?
No, not pearls.
It's candy. Boston baked beans.
Oh.
They're little fireball candies, Frida.
Oh, thanks a million.
Hey, Mike spent a lot of time at 7-Eleven picking these out for you today.
Have a happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, honey. I'll see you later.
Well, I sure wish I was spending it with you, Mike. Are you sure you don't want to come over?
Oh, that's okay, Frida. I know you want to spend it with your husband, but enjoy those baked beans.
Okay.
You know, he could come over in his new bus. He's got his bus, his motorhome now, honey.
Yeah, you could drive us out to dinner.
Hey, I could take you kids out of the town. We could just go to the various night spots around and be in my home all at one time.
And he has a TV up front, a TV in the back, and a microwave oven, and a toilet that's about as big as Bart's baby potty. So we're going to go outside again in a second. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, and the Lakers lost last night.
Oh, well.
And I wasn't sleeping when you said to turn the TV off. I was still listening to it.
Well, you were awake and you were snoring with your eyes closed.
No, I was not sleeping. I was not sleeping, okay. I swear to God. And I know you're concerned about this, too. The fire at the radio station turned out okay.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to know.
Do you remember when the phone rang in the middle of the night?
No.
Well, anyway, the phone rang in the middle of the night. It was Carl, the all-night DJ. I love this kid. He calls and he says, Don, the station's on fire. The smoke's downstairs. The smoke detectors are going off. And I'm standing there in my underwear at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I said, all right, Carl, go. call the fire department.
So he did.
And everything's okay. They had to break a door down and everything. Gosh, it was exciting. I love being general manager.
Boy, you really handle those crises well.
Yeah, I do.
That's why you're the acting general manager.
Absolutely. All right, honey. I love you. I'll see you later.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, 34.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 4 years older than me.
That was a quick decision you made, too. And, you know, I really, it depends on one's interpretation as to whether the fire turned out okay. I think my idea would have been it would have turned out okay if the building was burned to the ground. You know?
You know? You know, there's some arsonist out there. He's going to be listening to us. One of these days we're going to come here and this place is going to be burned to the ground.
No, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
But on the other hand, we'd finally get to move to the USA Today building, wouldn't we?
22 minutes until 9 at WAVA. Hey, Don Pardo O'Meara.
Let's play Jeopardy.
Walking into our studio right now, not really, is from Gaithersburg, Maryland, a courier, 36-year-old Paul Myers.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Super, my friend.
Great.
And now, let's meet our returning champion with a one-day total of $100, a social worker from Rockville. Let's say hello to Debbie Brown and play Jeopardy.
Hi, good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, everybody.
So, Debbie, has your life changed in the last 24 hours since you became our returning Jeopardy champion?
Well, aside from the hordes of people clamoring after my autograph, not much.
Other than that, not much. All right, well, you know how to play the game, kids. We have five categories here, and the categories this morning are All About David Haynes,
mm-hmm.
The Brady Bunch,
yeah.
Local TV News People, Kim Anderson, and Don and Mike.
All right.
Three questions each category, $10, $20, $30. We pay cash money. Answer in the form of a question. We have Final Jeopardy, and now we're ready. Go ahead, say it.
Let's play Jeopardy. And now, here's the host, Alex Trebek, Geronimo on Jeopardy.
I forgot about that. Thank you, and good morning, contestants.
Good
we'll start with our returning champion, Debbie. Debbie, select a category. Let's play Jeopardy.
Okay, All About David Haynes for 10.
For 10. He is David Haynes' favorite network newsman.
Who is Paul Harvey?
No. Darn the luck. Paul, chance for you to steal right out of the chute.
Who is Peter Jennings?
Who's Peter Jennings? Correctamundo.
Way to go, Paul.
$10, Paul. Select again.
Let's go David Haynes for 20.
David Haynes for 20. It's David Haynes' name for a jail.
What is the Barbed Wire Hotel?
Oh, there you go.
All right, Paul.
There you go. And you continue to select on Jeopardy.
Let's take David Haynes for 30.
David Haynes for 30. The name that David Haynes calls Alf.
What is ARF?
The buzzer sounded before you gave us your answer.
You had the correct answer, but unfortunately our judges cannot accept that because the buzzer had already sounded, Paul.
Debbie, chance for you to steal.
What is ARF?
What is ARF?
Way to go, Debbie.
Way to go, Debbie. Score, Mike.
Jeopardy. The score is Paul with 30, Debbie with 30. Off tie game on Jeopardy.
Okay, Debbie, select again.
Okay, Don and Mike for 10.
Don and Mike for 10. What is Don's current age?
What is 30?
What is 30?
Way to go. Good answer, Debbie.
Debbie, select again.
Don and Mike for 20.
The number of telethons we have hosted but have not been invited back to.
Oh, no. What is 1?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Incorrect. Chance for you to steal, Paul.
What is the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
No, we need a number here. The number of telethons we have not been invited back to.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is 1?
Oh, sorry, Paul.
You slug, that's the same answer that Debbie gave us.
But Debbie remains in control.
Two telethons. That would be the Easter Seals and also the Children's Hospital telethon.
Yeah, both we haven't been invited back to.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay. Debbie, you have control again. Go ahead.
Okay, Don and Mike for 30.
For 30. He's the comedian we hate the most.
Who's Jay Leno?
That's right.
Way to go on Jeopardy, Debbie.
2 minutes left in the round, and the score, Mike.
We have Debbie with a commanding lead of 70 to Paul's $30. Done.
All right, Debbie, select again.
Okay, Kim Anderson for 10.
Kim for 10. It's Kim's boyfriend's occupation.
What is a wood carver?
What is a wood carver?
Way to go. Good answer, Debbie.
And select again, Debbie.
Kim Anderson for 20.
The state that Kim hails from.
What is Minnesota?
What is Minnesota?
Right. Good job, Debbie.
Boy, she's good at this game. Select again, Debbie.
Kim Anderson for 30.
The store on Wisconsin Avenue, where Kim Anderson does most of her shopping.
Oh, no. What is the cosmetic center?
Oh, sorry, Debbie. Paul, chance for you to get back in the game now.
What is Saks Fifth Avenue?
No, I'm sorry. It is, what is the pleasure chest?
Oh, terribly sorry, contestants.
You know, she's into bondage. Okay, 1 minute left in the round. Debbie, select again, please.
Okay, tell me the categories remaining.
Brady Bunch and local TV news people.
Brady Bunch for 10.
He's the youngest son.
Uh-oh. Who is, who, Peter?
Oh,
sorry to be.
Darn it. Paul.
Can you give me the question again?
He's the youngest son.
He's the youngest son. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, Paul. Who's Bobby Brady? Bobby Brady. Debbie, select again. 30 seconds left in the round.
Brady Bunch for 20.
He's Alice's boyfriend.
Oh, no. Who is Mel?
Who is Mel? No, I'm sorry. Wrong show.
No, Debbie.
That was Alice. Paul.
I don't know this one either.
I knew you didn't know.
Goose eggs across the board.
Who is Sam? Oh. Select again, Debbie.
Okay, Brady Bunch for 30.
They were having an affair during the show's heyday.
Oh, who is Marcia and Greg?
Yeah.
Way to go, big clutch answer.
Score, Mike.
We have Debbie with 120 and Paul with only 30 dogs.
Okay, Debbie, last question. Select again.
Well, I guess we'll have to go to local news people for a 10.
And there's our buzzer. This will be the final question in Jeopardy. He was friends with the late Divine.
Oh, geez. Goodness. I don't have any idea.
Okay, Paul.
Who is Pat Buchanan?
Pat Buchanan. No, I'm sorry. Who is Arch Campbell?
And now that means it's time to go to our final category of the day on Jeopardy.
We're ready for Final Jeopardy. And the category this morning, the 7-Eleven store across the street from WAVA.
Let me remind you of our scores. We have Debbie with 120 and Paul with 30 on Jeopardy.
Okay, Debbie, how much would you like to wager in Final Jeopardy?
Oh, let's see. How about 40?
40. And Paul, how much would you like to wager?
Oh, I'll bet it all.
Bet 30. Okay. Kids, we'll give you 30 seconds to think about it. The category, the 7-Eleven across the street. And the answer is, he is the new manager of the 7-Eleven across the street. 30 seconds now to think about it.
Airline accommodations on Jeopardy, furnished by Don and Mike Air. Don and Mike Air, serving cities around the Washington area, including Rockville, Sykesville, Skaggsville, and Bowie. Don and Mike Air, now with free champagne on all flights. Jeopardy.
I just like saying Jeopardy.
Having lots of fun on Jeopardy.
We're now ready. Let me put you guys on hold. And we'll get our final answers. And we'll start with our returning champion, Debbie. Debbie, you wagered $40. Debbie, he's the manager of 7-Eleven across the street.
Who is Laverne?
Who's Laverne?
Yes!
Way to go, Debbie! And now, Paul, your chance. He's the manager.
I don't know it.
He's the manager of 7-Eleven, and you don't know it?
I don't know it.
Oh, what a surprise. Oh,
Paul, that knocks you down to zero.
And the answer is Laverne. And do we have our first two-time champion?
That's right, with total winnings of $160 for today, a grand total of $260. Debbie Brown's our champion on Jeopardy!
Congratulations, Debbie!
Thank you!
That two-day total is how much?
$260!
Wow! And you'll be back tomorrow to play again!
You bet!
And Paul, hey, sorry you didn't win any dough, my friend, but we do have some nice going-away prizes for you. Mike, what do we have for Paul?
All right, Paul, nobody walks away. Loser on Jeopardy. You've won a pair of tickets to see Ozzy Osbourne, White Lion, and Nixon in concert June 15th at Merriweather Post Pavilion, sponsored by Little Genuine Draft. But wait, there's more. On Jeopardy, you've won a box of 24 tablets of Pepto-Bismol, Paul. Congratulations from Jeopardy.
I'm going to need the Pepto this morning, I tell you.
I guess so. Hey, thanks for listening. And Debbie, Paul, what is your number one radio station?
105 WAVA.
All right, thanks a lot for listening in the morning. Zoo, guys, it's 7:46 good guy time at WAVA. We got a couple of spots. We're going to come back and take another trip outside just to make sure your motorhome is doing okay.
Oh, I know it's doing okay. I just want an excuse to get out there again.
Well, you left the keys in it, and you want to make sure nobody drives away with it. Now, could we go for a little spin around the parking lot?
I think that might be able to be arranged. You got to pull up those big mounting spikes that go down into the ground, though. We'll get that arranged for you.
Okay, we're going out to Mike's bus. And you folks, if you're in the immediate area here in Arlington, Vietnam, stuck in traffic, come by George Mason, Lee Highway and George Mason Drive.
Corner of Lee Highway and Jules Mason Drive after Jeopardy.
We're going to go out and see Mike's bus. And the folks from Yogo Yogurt are here with free yogurt for you to sample while we tour Mike's bus. All we'll right. be right back. WAVA bus time, Jeopardy time, 7:40.
47.
Hey, Jewelers celebrates Father's Day and every day.
I can't give you anything but love, baby.
You've been glued to the TV for hours. A Juicy miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
The Home Shopping Network.
I'm trying to get a gift idea for John's dad.
Dum-dum-dum, the future father-in-law.
Hey, go to Kay Jewelers.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure what to get. I mean, if I get something too big, he'll think I'm trying to buy him off, or something too small, and he'll think I'm cheap, or I don't care, but I do. He's such a nice man, and
Bart
I really...
Kay Jewelers.
Really?
14-karat gold chains, diamond tie tacks.
When you're looking for that special gift to say exactly how you feel, it's Kay Jewelers for a wide selection of fine 14-karat gold accessories for men, like the handsome design of our Paul Breguet watches, guaranteed for life. And every piece is backed with a 3-month full refund policy. Visit Kay for details.
Wow, how many presents did you buy him?
Well, I had to get my father a little something, too.
Visit one of Kay Jewelers' 16 locations in the Washington area.
You're feeling a little warm right now, aren't you? Well, it's not because it's June. No, it's because you are flushed with the excitement of knowing that Kmart has all the great name-brand fishing equipment you've been wanting for the great fishing trip you've been wanting to take. That Eagle depth finder you've been burning with desire to have. The one with the liquid crystal graph and 6 depth ranges. It's just $128. And the Daiwa MA-1000 bait cast reel is only $29.97. The fish will break out in a cold sweat when they find out you have this one. And to keep them nice and cool and relaxed after you caught them, be sure to pick up a great big 48-quart Coleman Polylite cooler for a teensy little 1747. There you have it. Further proof that Kmart knows fishing and fisher people like the back of their fin. But hurry, because the sale ends Saturday and fish get up really early. I know it. I've seen them. They're damp.
Kmart, the quality you need, the price you want.
You're reaching new heights, a new drive you found. With each step you take, you can hear your heart pound. Herman's, we are sports.
I've got a confession to make. You know how Herman's is holding its big Father's Day sports sale? It's where you'll find terrific savings on the best names in sports, like Spalding. Well, this year, I wanted to make sure I got a gift I'd love, so I'm buying myself a present. Herman's has the new Spalding Molitor Plus golf clubs. They're designed by Spalding to shoot straighter, even on off-center hits, and the shafts put more power into every shot. And during Herman's Father's Day sports sale, the 11-piece metal wood set is $70 off, just $329.99. The laminated Spalding Executive 11-piece set's on sale, too, just $269.99. And with either set, I get an extra Father's Day gift from Herman's. Molitor golf balls with a Molitor Plus or a TPM putter worth $34.99 with the executives. Now, maybe I'm taking advantage of Herman's, but with savings like these on golf clubs from Spalding, who can blame me?
This is Kim Boomer Anderson. I'm going to the pool. I'm going to a party. I'm going to a pool party. Tomorrow, starting at 5 p.m. at the Keybridge Marriott in Roslyn, and it's going to be a big party. There'll be a dance contest right by the pool, and you can twist and shout to the sounds of a live band. And you may just win a trip for two to Marriott's Dunes Manor in Ocean City. Harper's, headquarters for summer fashions, will be on hand for a poolside fashion show featuring the latest in hot summer looks for warm summer nights. It's a summer pool party at the Keybridge Marriott tomorrow from 5 till who knows when. Mark it on your calendar and break out your itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini. It's your chance to go off the deep end. So plan to join me, Boomer, tomorrow night for a pool party at the Keybridge Marriott. And remember, splashdown is 5 p.m. See you poolside.
Canon, a name you've come to know and trust with products ranging from cameras to computers. Well, now they have employment opportunities and you can join the Canon family in sales, service, or secretarial support. If qualified, you'll receive a competitive salary, a full benefits package that includes profit sharing with a 401k plan, educational assistance, and more. Call Canon's personnel office in Alexandria at 703-642-8050. That's 642-8050. Don't wait. Opportunity knocks now. Call 642-8050. Canon, an equal opportunity employer.
All right, got a new Rob Lowe song coming, and I know you're going like, oh, see, another Rob Lowe joke, another one.
Oh, who can get enough of that, huh?
We've got it. Well, apparently that 16-year-old couldn't get enough, neither could Rob. And don't they have pictures now of him walking out of the disco with her, incidentally?
Yeah, and also I heard that there is a television station in New York that is actually showing it now, that is showing it at some one of those nasty channels that's showing that. And you can actually see it. It's being offered to the public.
All right. Anyway, we have a new Rob Lowe song. We'll play it for you in a second here at WAVA. Let me grab the wireless microphone.
Are we going to take a trip out to the bus again?
We're going to go outside. Right. We're going to have you fire that sucker up this time.
Hello. Overland Cruiser Bus.
Hello, test 2. Test 1, 2. Okay,
Frank, take over.
Aye, 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 Captain.
All right, thank you. Ready to go, Sulu?
Warp speed, Captain.
And I was watching Star Trek last night, you know, Channel 45 in Baltimore. Oh, look at the... Hey, Kim, would you mind if we just stood around and watched you eat that Yogo frozen yogurt?
Yeah, I'm eating the Yogo frozen yogurt to go, and it is delicious.
Yeah, but we just want to sit and watch you eat it the provocative way.
We just like to watch you take a bite, all right?
Mmm, oh, that's sensuous. Look, you've got it all over your lips. Feed me a bite, feed me a bite. Go ahead. This is like my wildest fantasy come true.
Let's listen.
No, you got to do the thing.
My friend, and you will like it. When he saw the cake was missing, he could not find her. And now it's on TV, robbed her with the minor. Oh, no.
As far as junk songs go,
yeah.
This is like quality junk, right? This is the classiest, most well-done Rob Lowe joke I've heard yet. Verse number two.
Rob Lowe did not know when he filmed the scene.